Shane McElhattan is here with It Says in the Papers.
The photograph of the day in the newspapers takes a second to reveal its full horror to the reader. In a walled compound, rows and rows of long black bags cover the ground, laid out in rows. A handful of bewildered-looking men and women stand over the bags. The Irish Daily Mail is one of the papers carrying the photograph, and it captions the scene as a medical centre in the Iranian capital Tehran. The bags are body bags, and the men and women are searching for the bodies of their loved ones. Iran on the brink is the Irish Daily Star's headline over its report that over 500 people have been killed and 10,000 arrested in chaotic scenes in the capital and in other Iranian cities. The Irish Daily Mirror's lead story carries a claim from a medic that many of the victims were shot through the head or the heart. The paper says Iran has threatened revenge attacks on the United States if President Trump follows through on threats to intervene. The Irish Times and the Irish Examiner look ahead to the International Protection Bill 2026, which the papers report will be brought to Cabinet by Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan tomorrow. The Times lead story says the minister plans to tighten family reunification rules so that people granted refugee status will have to wait 3 years before bringing relatives, including spouses and children, to Ireland. The Examiner says the legislation envisages faster processing of claims so that successful applicants get asylum sooner, with unsuccessful applicants returned to their countries of origin more promptly. In a page-long article reprinted from the Financial Times, the Times reminds us that 10 years ago, the refugee crisis across Europe, triggered by the Syrian civil war, was at its height. 1.2 million refugees had come to the EU seeking protection in 2015, and January 2016 set a grim record for the number of migrants drowning while trying to cross the Mediterranean. The paper quotes European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen as crediting the comprehensive partnerships the EU has built with third countries to curb migration and people smuggling for the fall in numbers since then. But the article says EU countries have been pushing for increasingly harsh measures to cut immigration, to curb the rise of far-right and populist parties who've been carried to power by anti-immigration sentiment. The article says the Commission believes the fall in numbers is the result of those policies, pointing to controversial deals it has done with countries like Tunisia and Mauritania, which were given EU funds to block people from departing for Europe. The Irish Independent leads says that 1,600 uninsured drivers a month are now being caught and their vehicles seized in Garda checks as officers tap into the new Irish Motor Insurance Bureau database from the roadside. The paper says that by November, over 4.2 million driver numbers had been added to the database, with more to be added as policies come up for renewal. The Irish Sun has more numbers. In this case, it's the numbers being recruited by the Defence Forces. The paper cites briefings provided to the new Defence Minister, Helen McEntee, warning that given current rates of recruitment, the Defence Forces will not reach full strength within any realistic timeframe. The government has a target of 11,500 in the forces, and the briefings warned the government is 10 years away from reaching that number. Finally, for those sports fans worried that the immigration turmoil across the United States will impact this year's World Cup in North America, the Star warns that at least 10 games in the finals are under threat because of US travel bans hitting players, officials and fans. Entire countries like Iran and Haiti are subjected to a total ban, while Senegal and the Ivory Coast, among others, have partial bans. The paper estimates that among the players from countries who've qualified for the finals, at least 12 Premier League stars are facing bans.